Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Nick Theodoulou. Just days ahead of Easter Sunday family feasts, the Cabinet yesterday lifted the restriction on the maximum number of people gathering at home, along with other relaxations of COVID-19 measures. The other main relaxations include scrapping the SafePass requirement for outdoor hospitality spaces from Friday and employees in those outdoor areas from having to wear masks. From May 15th, the SafePass will not be necessary in all areas excluding indoor spaces of restaurants, cafes, bars and nightclubs, as well as nursing homes, hospitals, clinics and rehabilitation centres. The scaling back of the SafePass will also put an end to the state-run rapid test sites. The improvement of the epidemiological picture allows us to announce further relaxations, Health Minister Mihalis Hajibandelas said, but warned that the measures have only been suspended and not abolished. He said that the country's positivity rate has dropped to 0.6% and that coronavirus hospitalizations stand at 130, while the daily number of coronavirus cases has also decreased. And in other news, the Cabinet has announced that it will revoke a further 4 Cypriot passports from Russians identified within the latest round of EU sanctions against Moscow. The decision also covers the 4 unnamed persons' dependents, such as their children, who are likely to have also received Cypriot passports. The names of the individuals were not disclosed. The latest revocation of passports builds on a previous round of passports being stripped earlier this month, which again saw 4 sanctioned individuals lose their Cyprus passports. That also included their dependents, which meant that 21 persons in total lost their Cyprus passports as of April 7th. It has not yet been made publicly available how many dependents may have had Cyprus passports linked to the latest 4 individuals. Of the 1,091 persons sanctioned by the EU over Russia's invasion of Ukraine, 8 have had their Cypriot passports scrapped. And yet another scam has been uncovered at the Transport Ministry, again involving imported luxury cars, but this time centred on dodging thousands in tax via prolonged use of test driving plates. Some owners of supercars and luxury behemoth SUVs worth over €100,000 are driving for up to 5 years, in some cases with test plates, which by law are not permitted for more than 15 days. As such, the cars are unregistered, the owners have not paid the required taxes, but the vehicles continue to be driven on the roads regardless. The Audit Office and an official at the Transport Ministry recently carried out checks at car dealerships and found that systematic, illegal use of test plates is still ongoing. And still on the subject of scams, a 50-year-old man was remanded for 3 days yesterday in relation to an alleged scam which defrauded a fellow 50-year-old of hundreds of thousands of dollars. The suspect, a Larnaca resident, was arrested after a 50-year-old man alleged that the suspect promised to arrange a charter flight to take his associates from Belarus to Georgia and asked for close to $170,000 to do so. The suspect, who introduced himself as a businessman involved in the sale of aircraft and special operations to repatriate foreigners from war zones, persuaded the alleged victim to pay the money by bank transfer, after which the suspect asked for an additional $400,000. The complainant at first agreed and set conditions. However, the suspect disagreed, demanding the additional payment and even threatening him with a gun. Frightened, the complainant paid the additional sum. And finally, a Greek paratrooper had the luckiest of escapes after he almost fell to his death when his parachute failed to open during a recent military exercise over Cyprus. The incident took place during a military exercise earlier this week, conducted by the Hellenic Special Forces, involving a static line parachute drop from a C-130 Hercules. The trooper's parachute failed to open and he was left hanging, attached to the static line connected to the plane in mid-air at 5,000 feet for several minutes before being desperately hoisted back into the aircraft by his colleagues. And that's all for today. But as always, for the latest news, commentary and analysis, check out www.cyprus-mail.com.